So I want you to shout this out. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let me hear that again. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now listen to this. This is out of Proverbs 18:10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. Wow. Amen?
Yes.
All right, let's...
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Yeah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
Glory be to the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. in my heartbeat. This is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like.
God is on the inside.
God is on the inside.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Yeah, this is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like.
God is on the inside.
God is on the inside.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Feel it in my heartbeat. Oh, this is what it feels like. God is on the inside.
God is on the inside.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Oh, this is what it feels like. Oh, God is on the inside.
God is on the inside.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my heartbeat.
Things for all my life.
but a friend. You're the lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. I'm gonna sing that again. Jesus, Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend. You're the lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Your heart knows no borders. Your heart, it knows no borders, knows no walls. You're constantly moving towards me with open arms. I've never known a love like yours. I've never known a love like yours. No, no, no. I've never known a love like yours. Never known a love like yours, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what a Savior, what a brother, what a friend. You're the lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me where I am. Your heart, it knows no borders, knows no walls. You're constantly moving towards me with
Savior, Savior, Savior.
a Savior. What a brother, what a friend. You're the lifter of the lonely. God, you meet me where I am. Sing it again, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what a Savior. What a brother, what a friend. You're the lifter of the lowly. God, you meet me, yeah. Yeah, keep singing now. Come on, oh, Jesus. To you, Lord. I know that's kind of a hard thing for many. It took me a long time before I could lift my hands in your presence, Lord. Just we give you our all this morning. We love you. You've given us a new boldness. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Yeah. We honor you today, Lord. We lift you up.
God's presence today is really tender and sweet, and that probably means somebody needs soft today. The world is hard, isn't it? It's hard. We were made to know Jesus. We were made to love Jesus. In that vein, I ask all of you who are in school right now, teachers and students, to stand up for a moment, because I want to pray over you, because Wednesday is See You at the Pole. Did you know that? God, I pray for everyone standing right now that they will meet other believers at the pole, at the flagpole this Wednesday morning before school, that there would be more kids and teachers than ever before in their history and their awareness, Lord, and that there would be a new tenderness combined with a power. God, I don't think we have to choose between soft or strong. I think you're meant to show up in softness and in strength, Lord. And so I pray for everyone in this room who's standing, who will be at the flagpole on Wednesday morning, that they will just get to know you in a new way, that they will understand they were chosen for you, that they were chosen not only for you, but to be alive in this time right now, and to have a boldness and a courage to speak forth their faith, their truth, Lord, the truth. I just pray for your empowerment over each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Thanks, Roger. You know I like the lights on so I can see people. I can see your lovely faces. I love seeing your faces. Does anybody have any good news they want to share today? Any good news they want to share? And here's the thing about good news. It doesn't have to mean you had this stellar week. I mean, really, honestly, in my life, sometimes the harder my week, the more close I feel Jesus. And so it's okay if that you didn't have a rah-rah-ree week, but if you have any good news that you want to share, I'm going to make space for it. If you don't, that's okay. I have enough to share. Okay, can I bring the mic to you? Because nobody will be able to hear you. Trust me, okay.
I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers, because my daughter's home now.
Good.
And she's healed.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else have any good news they want to share? That's very good news. Megan? I know you're not afraid of the mic.
No, I'm not.
I'm glad.
Isaac, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, some marching band stuff. Isaac is a marching band. I'm sure if you follow me on socials, you know. But they do like two shows per marching band season. So like the first several shows or games, they do like one set of songs, and the next several shows, they do a second set. We have new band directors this year and a new principal. And so far they've been great. The kids have really liked them and everything. But they sent out the second set of songs for the second show, and Isaac got in the car and he was all upset because of two of the songs that he and we disagree with the lyrics of them, like it majorly. And you know, like makes me upset on one hand that they would pick those. But on the other hand, you know, Roger and I both felt so proud of Isaac because he and some other kids were talking about it and they weren't being quiet about it. And there were kids that were like, you're this and you're that for saying that you stand up for this. So he was being name called by other kids. I mean, he's strong, confident. He kind of doesn't care what other people say, which is good. But so anyways, it was very upsetting. So Roger wrote an email up to the band director and the principal, band directors and the principal, very informative, very kind, but like, this is what we believe. And, you know, Isaac is uncomfortable with marching and playing these songs. Roger's really good with words, so it was very good. So, and you know, I'm like a little bit nervous. I don't like to ruffle feathers, and I'm like, oh no, what are they going to do? How are they going to treat Isaac? You know, but you know what? Even if they don't or didn't agree with us, the response we got from the principal and the band director was like, I was amazed at, like, they changed one of the songs, so there's still one in there, but, their response was so respectful. Like, we're really proud of you guys for, you know, Isaac's, we're proud of Isaac for standing up for his beliefs. We're proud of you guys for how you're raising them. And I just give that to the Holy Spirit, because I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but, it's just, it was encouraging because it's really hard to raise kids right now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's different than even when I was growing up. And so we have to talk to our kids about things earlier than I ever would have thought. And so I just was really grateful, like really proud of Isaac and thankful for Raj and grateful for their response. And even at the game Friday night, the band director, he's really short. He's like littler than my mom, kind of. And he comes up to Roger and he's like, I just want to thank you so much. And he's like shaking his hand. He's like, I just respect you. And, you know, just going on and on. And I just is like, it's scary to stand up for yourself sometimes in your beliefs, but you never know. Like, it could be good. It could be a good response. And we're not going to always make a difference one, you know, huge chunk iceberg at a time, I told Raj. But if we chip away a little, like, hey, this is what we believe. Hey, we're not doing this. And okay, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So, yeah. So I was thankful for that.
Great. Wow. We're proud of all of you for doing that. That took a lot of courage. And I know we live in an age where we need the Holy Spirit more than ever, is what I think. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing. It's a very, very good thing. So thank you for both of you who shared good news today. We're going to continue our message series. Wait. I want to pray for anyone who needs prayer today. If you need prayer for any reason, stand up. Is there anybody in the room who needs prayer? Anybody? I just don't want to skip by that. I don't know why I feel like, okay, Mike. Okay, Melody. Yep. Anybody else? Jack is standing. Laura. Lauren. Midge. Okay. Reach your hands towards those who are standing. Lord, I don't know all these needs. I think I know a couple of them, but I know that you always know every need, even ones that someone hasn't dared to speak aloud to another human being. You know every need. And I thank you for that, Lord, and I pray that you would pour out grace on grace on grace to everyone who is standing right now. Pour out grace on grace on grace. I thank you that you have always been faithful to me when I needed your grace for anything, for a physical condition, for a mental issue, for an emotional issue, for a financial issue. You have always poured grace on grace on grace on me. And so I pray for that to be poured out on every person standing right now. I pray that they would see. This would be a line of demarcation today, that whatever they're standing in prayer for, that this moment would be a line in the sand where they recognize and they can point back to the fact that you touched them in this moment. And everything changes after you touch someone. And so I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, okay. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. So, whew.